I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, November 24th. A Quincy woman who pleaded guilty last year in two separate cases to defrauding state agencies was indicted last week on five counts related to alleged insurance fraud. A grand jury indicted 47-year-old Nicole Cazimatis of Quincy on two counts of medical assistance fraud by a provider, one count of filing a false health care claim, and two counts of larceny. During her arraignment in Norfolk Superior Court, she was held on $1 million bail. Cazimatis ran the Fortitude Counseling and Recovery Center for Addiction Treatment on Home Street in North Quincy. She's charged with filing false insurance claims with private and public health insurers between 2016 and 2021. Officials say fraudulent claims totaled over $500,000. Cazimatis reportedly used the money to pay for domestic and international travel, baseball games, baseball camps for her children, weight loss services, and a post bail after she was indicted in 2015 and 2018 for a different fraud scheme. Federal prosecutors charging a Quincy man with selling 1,000 counterfeit Adderall pills made with methamphetamine to an undercover federal investigator. Investigators arrested Costello earlier this month on a warrant, charging him with one count of possession with intent to distribute and distribution of a controlled substance. He was released on $10,000 bond. Costello's arrest is part of a federal investigation into the distribution of counterfeit Adderall pills made with methamphetamine. Adderall, known generically as dextroamphetamine, and amphetamine is used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, and narcolepsy. On January 13th, earlier this year, the witness and an undercover agent met Costello in the bathroom of a local Whole Foods, where they exchanged $3,400 for 1,000 pills. In court documents, officials said orders of what investigators believe to be a binder powder used to make the pills were sent to Costello's house on Willard Street in Quincy. A Norfolk County grand jury has indicted 21-year-old Miles King of Milton for the July 10th murder of Marquis Simmons, and a woman reported to be in a relationship with King has been indicted as an accessory after the fact of murder. King was arrested the day after the murder following an investigation by Milton and state police. He entered a plea of not guilty in Quincy District Court and is being held without bail. The indictment moves the matter back to Superior Court. King was indicted for first-degree murder, carrying a firearm without a license, and other offenses. Brianna Gardner has been indicted as an accessory. A Superior Court date has not yet been set. Simmons had traveled by moped to the Belvoir Road area of Milton just after 6 p.m. on July 10th, dismounted that vehicle. He was shot a few yards from where he had parked. He was rushed to Boston Medical Center, but did not survive. State police looking for witnesses who may have seen multiple suspects surround and assault an 82-year-old driver in Boston last Thursday. Police say the victim, a Brookline man, suffered serious injuries and is still in the hospital. Happened last Thursday evening. The 82-year-old was driving from Park Drive to Boylston Street, approaching the Bowker Overpass, when he saw 30 to 40 dirt bikes and ATVs approaching him. Officials say the group forced the elderly man to the curb, and several began smashing the windows of his car. He was able to drive away. He took the Bowker Overpass to Storrow Drive West, going to the police station, but got stuck in traffic. The ATV riders followed him and began striking his vehicle. The man tried to drive away from the suspects on Soldiers Field Road. Victim got stuck in traffic, and again, the occupants of the ATVs began assaulting the man through the open window. Also began to kick the victim's car and threw a piece of pipe into the vehicle. Eventually, the victim was able to get help at a local market and then fell to the ground. He's being treated at St. Elizabeth's Medical Center. a businessman who was operating a luxury power boat that crashed in Boston Harbor last summer, leaving one passenger dead and five injured, has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter and multiple assault and battery charges. A judge set bail for 38-year-old Ryan Denver of Boston at $25,000. Prosecutors say that about an hour and a half before the crash, Denver had left an establishment where he had been drinking, and that the 38-foot boat was going nearly 50 miles per hour when it crashed into a daymarker navigational device at 3 a.m. on July 17th. Prosecutors say a witness said Denver smelled of alcohol. Eight people on board ended up in the water. Five were hospitalized, and 27-year-old Janika Julce died. Denver, who owns a construction business, declined medical attention. His attorney, Michael Connolly, disputed the prosecution's account of the event, saying his client was sober and only going 20 miles per hour, and that the marker was poorly illuminated. He described Denver and Julce as friends. He said the crash was an accident and not a crime. Massachusetts hospitals are once again being ordered to reduce elective procedures by the Baker administration, as the healthcare system is strained by workforce shortages amid the pandemic. Effective on Monday, any hospital or hospital system that has limited capacity must begin to reduce non-essential, non-urgent scheduled procedures to ensure adequate hospital capacity for immediate healthcare needs. Department of Public Health defines the electives as procedures that are scheduled in advance because the procedure is not a medical emergency and where delay will not result in adverse outcomes by the patient's health. A staffing shortage brought on by the pandemic has contributed to the loss of about 500 medical and ICU hospital beds in the state, and facilities are only expected to get more crowded, as is typical during the winter months. As of Monday, there were 708 people hospitalized for a coronavirus-related illness. Last week, the state reported that out of over 10,000 hospital beds, 9,400 were occupied. Massachusetts high school athletes participating in indoor winter sports will have to wear masks, according to the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. The new guidelines follow the rules set for the 2021 fall season and apply to coaches, athletes, school staff, and spectators. The information is consistent with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education and set forth by the Commissioner of Education, according to MIAA Executive Director Bob Baldwin. Continue the practice of communicating with member schools that may or may not have reached the 80% vaccination threshold. DESE will reassess its guidelines on January 15th, at which point the MIAA will decide whether to allow athletes to unmask. Until then, the guidelines remain in place at any facility, whether or not it is school-affiliated. The guidelines were released at a time when positive COVID tests have once again reached a high water mark since February. A Boston-area doctor says the rising caseloads are alarming, particularly as Thanksgiving approaches. The Animal Rescue League of Boston has taken dozens of cats that needed to be rescued from a South Shore home. The league said a woman called asking for help because she had too many cats to deal with. At first, 56 cats were surrendered. A week later, crews returned to collect the rest, taking in 67 cats in all. Most of the cats were healthy. One cat was returned to the woman. The Animal Rescue League said it is willing to help anyone who feels overwhelmed and unable to properly care for their animals. Well, Thanksgiving plans are back on the table with a side of traffic. Many drivers are trying to get a head start. AAA's Mark Shieldrop said over a million people in Massachusetts will be getting behind the wheel for the holiday this year. As the roads fill up, so are the gas tanks. Gas prices are now around $3.40 a gallon, compared to $2.11 this time last year. To keep gas prices from climbing even more, the Biden administration's authorizing a plan to release 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, a supply of oil the U.S. keeps for emergencies along the Texas and Louisiana coasts. Experts say it could be a step in a better direction, but it will be some time before we know for sure. Something travelers can be thankful for, no construction-related delays on Massachusetts roads. MassDOT announced it's suspending construction operations statewide through 9 p.m. Monday. The HOV lane on the expressway between Quincy and Boston will extend its hours to be open from 2 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday. It'll be closed Thursday and Friday. AAA says drivers should prepare for roads to be noticeably more crowded than last year. About 1.1 million people in Massachusetts are expected to travel by car, up 9% from last year. For anyone driving to the airport, Logan's expecting nearly 900,000 passengers this week as Thanksgiving air travel reaches pre-pandemic levels. MassDOT's encouraging travelers to use public transportation whenever possible. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 194 points. The NASDAQ fell 79. The S&P added 7. Global stocks mixed. The dollar fell. The euro was down. Oil at almost $79 a barrel. Sports: Bruins are in Buffalo tonight at 7, and the Celtics host the Nets tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast: today mostly sunny and a high 44. Tonight partly cloudy, low 26. Tomorrow partly cloudy and milder, high 54. Showers expected Friday, high 47. Partial sunshine Saturday and a high 41. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Northwesterly winds gusting to 25 knots. High tide just before 2:30 p.m. Sunrise at 6:45, set at 4:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, November 24th.